You will see the wrongdoers fearful of that which they have earned. They might not be regretting running here and there just for the dunya's sake in this world, but on that day, they will be fearful of that which they have earned. And Allah's torment will surely befall them. But those who believe and do good deeds, iman and good deeds, one without the other is useless. Like you open a bank account and don't deposit any money in it. And then you land up at the bank with a check and say, well, I want 1 lakh rupees and they say, there's no money in the account. It's not enough just to open the account. Allah says you need iman and you need good deeds. Those who believe and do good deeds will be in the flowering meadows of the gardens. لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ For them, there shall be whatever they wish for with their Lord. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ That is the supreme grace. Not how many mansions you acquired in this world, not how many holidays abroad you managed to take, this holiday, this ultimate destination, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ That is the supreme grace. This is whereof Allah gives good news to His slaves who believe and do good deeds. Say, no reward do I ask of you for this, except to be kind to me for my kinship with you. وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنًا نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا Whoever earns a good deed, we shall give him an increase of good in respect thereof. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ Indeed Allah is forgiving and most appreciative. Why the link between Ghafoor and Shakur? Why not Ghafoor or Rahim? Ghafoorun, whatever good deed we do, even if there's some shortcoming, even if there's some mistake, some deficiency, Allah will forgive us that. Shakur, appreciative. One smile you give for Allah's sake and Allah rewards you for that. As it says in a hadith, kalimatan, khafifatan ala lisan, saqilatan fil mizan, habibatan inda rahman. Two words, just two words, light upon the tongue. You say them in 2 seconds. Heavy in the balance and most beloved with ar-Rahman. What are they? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Allah is ghafoorun shakur. He appreciates everything you do for Him. Or do they say, he has invented a lie against Allah, the pagan allegations that this Quran was a fabrication. If Allah willed, He could have sealed up your heart. وَيَمْحُ اللَّهُ الْبَاطِلِ وَيُحِقُّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ And Allah wipes out falsehood, and Allah establishes the truth by His word. Indeed, He knows well what secrets are in the hearts of mankind. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ It is Allah who accepts repentance from His slaves. Again and again Allah is telling us, turn to me while you still have time, while you're still alive, while you still can obey Allah. What did the Prophet ﷺ tell us? خُذْ مِنْ صِحَتِكْ لِمَرْضِكْ Use your health before you fall sick. Like some people turn to Allah when they fall sick and when they're healthy and they think they don't need Him, they don't even want to think about Him. وَخُذْ مِنْ حَيَاتِكْ لِمَوْتِكْ And use your life before your death. Allah says, now is the time for repentance. It is Allah who accepts repentance from His slaves. وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ And He forgives sins. And there are so many things which we do and we don't even ask Allah's forgiveness. And sometimes Allah forgives us without our even asking. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ Remember, Allah knows what you're doing, whether good, whether bad. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ And He answers the dua of those who believe and do good deeds. People say, why aren't my duas being answered? What has Allah ever done for me? Let's ask ourselves, what have we done for Allah? That we confidently, arrogantly expect Allah to fulfill each and every dua we make. We read one wazifa, get up one night for tahajjud, and we angry with Allah if our dua isn't accepted. Look at the words of the ayat. Allah answers the dua of those who have iman and do good deeds. What is iman? Tawakkul, trusting in Allah. That if Allah is not answering my dua right now, then there's a reason behind it. There's a purpose behind it, which I cannot fathom. Because Allah tells us, maybe you dislike something and it is good for you. And maybe you love something and it is bad for you. Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. Allah knows, you don't know. This is part of our iman. So Allah says only those people's du'as are accepted who have iman, who realize this, and they do good deeds. Not enough just to pray to Allah all night long and then do what you like the rest of the day. We need to start obeying Him. And He gives them increase of His bounty. He gives them more than what they've even asked for. وَالْكَافِرُونَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ And as for the disbelievers, theirs will be a severe torment. Who are the disbelievers? Those who reject Allah. Those who disobey Allah. And if Allah were to enlarge the provision for His slaves, you might wonder, why doesn't Allah just answer everyone's duas? Allah tells us, if Allah were to enlarge the provision for His slaves, if everyone were to get what He asked for, they would surely rebel in the earth. But He sends down by measure as He wills. Indeed, He is well aware, all-seer of His slaves. He knows exactly every person's limitations. That if some people were given wealth, they would start rebelling and start disobeying Allah. Like remember that Muslim man who begged the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that pray to Allah that He gives me more wealth. And if I have more wealth, then I will obey Allah and I will give much sadaqah. And what happened? His wealth multiplied amazingly. And first he stopped praying and then he stopped giving any sadaqah and he had to move away to the outskirts of the city. And ultimately he refused to pay zakat as well. So Allah says, I know those people for whom wealth can be a curse. So if Allah is not answering our dua, it's because He knows our limitations. He knows that that thing could actually be bad for us. It is Allah who sends down the rain, مِن بَعْدِ مَا قَنَتُوا After they have despaired, and He spreads His mercy, and He is the protector, Al-Hamid, worthy of all praise. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Among His signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth. And whatever moving creatures, He is dispersed in them both. Now the pronoun here is them both. So some people say that maybe this is a hint that there could be life forms on other planets as well. But it's just a theory. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ جَمْعِهِمْ إِذَا يَشَاءُ قَدِيرٌ The point to remember is not whether life exists on Mars or not, that Allah is able to gather them when He wills. That's the point we have to remember. Not about how many life forms are there that we have to go back before Allah. And whatever of misfortune befalls you, it is because of what your hands have earned. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٌ And He forgives much. And you cannot escape from Allah in the earth and besides Allah. You have neither any protector nor any helper. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ الْجَوَارِ فِي الْبَحْرِ كَالْأَعْلَامِ And among His signs are the ships in the sea, like mountains. If He wills, He causes the wind to cease. Then they would become motionless on the back of the sea. Indeed, in this are signs. لِكُلِّ صَبَّرٍ شَكُورٍ For everyone who is patient and grateful. Sabr and shukr, two sides of the same coin. You're going through a time of blessings, do shukr. You're going through a time of trial, do sabr. Don't neglect either one. Or He may destroy them because of that which their people have earned. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٌ Again, Allah repeats, He forgives much. Do we even remember all the times we could have angered Allah? Do we even remember all the times we've sinned against Allah? See, like some people say, oh, this is a small sin, it's not something important. One scholar once said that every sin, small or great, is actually amongst the kabair. Because when you're sinning, you're disobeying Allah. So the way you're disobeying Allah is just relative. The fact remains that you've had the temerity, you've had the arrogance to even think about disobeying Allah. Whether it's by telling a quote-unquote small white lie or by killing someone. What's the end result? You've disobeyed Allah. So according to some scholars, every sin is a kabair. Every sin is a major blasphemy in the eyes of Allah. He pardons much. We don't even remember all the times He's forgiven us. And those who dispute as regards our signs should know, مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ مَحِيصٍ That there will be no refuge for them. People who look at the outward life of this world, Remember when Nuh alayhi salam was trying to explain to his son at the time of the storm and he said to his son, Oh my son, come to this ship, believe in Allah. And what did the son say? No, no, I'm going to just take refuge in this mountain. And he said, La asima al-yawma min Allah. None can save you this day from Allah. But the rationalist, the one who wants to see everything with his own eyes, doesn't want iman bil-ghayb. What happened to Nuh alayhi salam's son? Destroyed, drowned. And when Nuh alayhi salam asked Allah, Oh Allah, you said my family would be saved. And Allah told him, He is not of your family because he is someone who did bad deeds. What is the message? that it's easy for people to argue about Allah and convincingly come up with glib arguments against Allah or disproving Allah or saying, well, we don't know. Allah says these people should know that there is no place of refuge for them. Like Nuh alayhi salam's son found that mountain unreliable, in the same way they will find that there is no place of refuge, no place they can hide from the Allah that they disbelieved in. فَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. What is it that you're deluded by? Is it the things that you have in this world? Your grand house, your beautiful cars, your job? Whatever you have been given is but an enjoyment in this worldly life. It's an illusion, it's a bubble that's going to burst. But that which is with Allah is better and more lasting. For those who believe, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, and they trust upon their Lord. Iman and tawakkul go together. What is tawakkul? That we sit back and say whatever's going to happen is going to happen? No, fatalism is not part of Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once told a man who entered and said, I have left my camel outside and I left it loose because I'm trusting in Allah. And he told him, Iqal wa tawakkal. First tie your camel, then trust in Allah. So Allah says over here, that which is with Allah is better and more lasting for those who believe and trust in their Lord. Whether they're going through good times or bad times, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ, those who spend in prosperity and in adversity, trusting in Allah, knowing that Allah will see them through. وَالَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ, and those who avoid the greater sins. What greater sins are these? Such as adultery, such as murder, such as gossip. وَالْفَوَاحِشِ, and obscenity, immorality, in all forms. Whether obscenity or immorality of the eyes, the Prophet ﷺ told us about the zina of the eyes. When we're seeing that which we're not supposed to be seeing. The zina of the ears, when we're listening to that which we're not supposed to be listening to. And the zina of the mouth, when we're uttering that which we're not supposed to be uttering. So Allah says, وَالْفَوَاحِشِ, and obscenity, hidden and open. وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا هُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ, and when they are angry, they forgive. In Surah Ali Imran, we read, وَالْكَازِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, those who suppress their anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, those who forgive people. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and Allah loves those who do ihsan. Now there's a beautiful story behind that, which illustrates this ayat as well. إِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا هُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ, they feel angry, they're human beings, they're not these angels who don't feel any negative emotions. But they manage to control themselves. They manage to curb their nafs. See, once the Prophet ﷺ's grandson, his slave girl was pouring water for his wuzu, and she accidentally spilled the water over him. So obviously he was furious. So quickly she read, وَالْكَازِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, those who suppress their anger. So he was quiet. And then she said, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, those who forgive people. And he said, all right, I forgive you. And then she said, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسَنِينَ, and Allah loves those who do ihsan. And he said, go, I free you in the name of Allah. 3 degrees. There's one where you just forgive the person, you just keep quiet. And then there's one which you repay their cruelty with kindness. إِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا هُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ, when they are angry, they do feel angry, but they forgive. وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ, those who respond to their Lord. How do we respond to Allah? By remembering Allah. When we hear the azan saying, حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ, come towards Salah, we respond to Allah's invitation. When we hear the Quran, in which Allah is inviting us to come towards Him, سَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَالْجَنَّةِ, raise towards forgiveness from your Lord in the Jannah, we don't say, well, let me think about it and maybe 2 years from now. We say, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ, here I am, O Allah, ready to serve you, ready for whatever you want me to do. وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ, those who respond to their Lord. Now some of us delay responding to Allah. And in our heart of hearts, we put off obeying Allah completely. We put off submitting completely because we're still not ready. وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ, and the best form of responding to Allah, they establish Salah. They don't just make eloquent speeches about how much they love Allah. وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ, and their matters are on the basis of consultation between them. Now look at the balance in the mu'min's character. The mu'min is not this strict fundamentalist who's just worshipping Allah all day long and he's like a dictator in his own house. No, أَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ, their matters, any deeds of theirs which involve other people, he consults people about it. He's not an absolute tyrant that whatever he says goes. And this was the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the way he conducted his household affairs, discussing everything with his wives, with his companions. On one occasion on the Battle of Uhud, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually was in favor of fighting from Medina. But the other companions were eager to go out and fight, and he listened to them. Amruhum shura bainahum. He didn't say, I'm the Prophet of Allah and whatever I say goes. Their matters are decided mutually between them. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. No dictatorship. This is true democracy. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And they share from what we have given them. Now what is risk? Just our wealth? No. Every blessing, tangible or intangible, they're spending it on people. They're sharing it with others. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ. Those who, when an oppressive deed is done to them, they avenge themselves. What does this mean? Now in Islam we learn that you don't find principle of turning the other cheek, but in Islam we're allowed an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. See, the mu'min is a strong believer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said once, the gist of which was, the mu'min is not stung twice from the same place. He's not a naive, trusting person who, you know, delivers himself in the hands of his enemies and says, yeah, come and kill me. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ. They fight for themselves. They defend themselves. They don't just submit tamely to oppression as Muslims over the world are doing today. وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا. But Allah warns us that when you set out taking revenge, avenging yourself, retaliating, remember, the recompense for an evil deed is an evil thereof. But whosoever forgives and makes amends, فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. His reward is with Allah. See, this is Allah teaching us the degrees of Iman and Ihsan. Iman teaches us an eye for an eye. Someone's hurt you, someone's been nasty to you, you can retaliate. But Ihsan teaches us that forgive and Allah will reward you for that. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah does not love the wrongdoers. That if someone has oppressed you, if someone's been mean to you, and you take double revenge, you know, so that you make sure that they don't even dare come near you again. Allah says, but indeed, whosoever takes revenge after he has suffered wrong, for such there is no way of blame against them. The way of blame is only against those who oppress men and rebel in the earth without justification. For such there will be a painful torment. Now no mention of Muslims or non-Muslims here. If Muslims are the oppressors, if Muslims are persecuting people, they will be punished for that. وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. And he who shows patience and forgives, then that is of the truly great deeds. صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ. صَبَرَ, he is constant in good deeds. He is constant in abstaining from evil, and he is patient at times of stress. وَغَفَرَ. And he forgives completely, doesn't taunt the other person about it, doesn't remind the other person about it. And this was the forgiveness of Yusuf alayhi salam when he told his brothers, لَا تَفْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. There is no reproach on you this day. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. And as Yaqub alayhi salam told them, may Allah forgive you. So this is what Allah is teaching us. Sabr and forgiveness, they go together. That is of the truly great deeds. Now we can choose now whether we want the level of Iman or we wish for the level of Ihsan. And whomsoever Allah sends astray, for him there is no protector after him. And you will see the wrongdoers when they behold the torment. يَقُولُونَ هَلْ إِلَى مَرَبِّ مِّن سَبِيلٍ. They will say, is there any way of return to the world? And you will see them brought towards it. Hell, made humble by disgrace. People who were arrogant in this world, who laughed scornfully at Islam, they will be humbled by humiliation. يَنْظُرُونَ مِنْ طَرْفٍ خَفِيٍ. Looking with stealthy glance. Like if you see pictures of criminals or convicts when they're being led out from the court in handcuffs, they're always looking down, never looking up. Sometimes they try and hide their faces. Why? Out of shame. Looking with stealthy glances. They won't even have the guts to look up. That's how great their shame will be. And those who believe will say, indeed the losers are they who lose themselves and their families on the day of judgment. Not just us, our families. Are we worrying about our families? Are we concerned about our families? What has Allah told us? Ya ayyuhallazina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O you who believe, save yourselves and your families from the fire. Not enough that you're just becoming a good Muslim yourself, you need to convey the message to them. Now how do we do that? By serving them, by being truly sincere, by being truly helpful for them. Because when we serve them, then they will want us to connect them to Allah. Those who believe will say the true losers are they who lose themselves and their families on the Day of Judgment. Because how will it profit any of us if we turn towards Islam, but our siblings and our children and our spouses remain disobeying Allah? And the wrongdoers will be in a lasting torment. And they will have no protectors to help them other than Allah. Again and again Allah reminds us, people, what's wrong? That's the meaning of La ilaha illallah. That since only Allah can save me on the Day of Judgment, He is the only being I have to obey. It's as simple as that. And he whom Allah sends astray, for him there is no way. Istajibu li rabbikum. Answer the call of your Lord. What are we waiting for? For the angel of death? Answer the call of your Lord before there comes from Allah a day which will not be averted. You will have no refuge in that day, nor will there be for you any denying of your crimes. No good saying, no, I never did that and that's not what I meant. خَشَّعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ. All voices will be silenced before Rahman. Nobody will dare to speak without permission. Our own limbs will be testifying against us. The earth will testify against us if now Zabila we've been sinning and disobeying Allah. But if they turn away, you have to tell people this. And if they then turn away, we have not sent you as a watcher over them. You're not a policeman. Even in doing da'wah to your families, there's only one limit that you can reach. We tell them in every way we can, and then the choice is theirs. La ikraha fid deen. No compulsion. Your duty is to convey the message. But we need to remember that our responsibility with each relationship differs. A mother will be asked about her children, whether she truly tried to make them good Muslims or not. And indeed, when we cause man to taste of mercy from us, he rejoices thereat. But when some ill befalls them because of the deeds which their hands have sent forth, فَإِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ كَفُورٌ, then he becomes ungrateful. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, to Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ, he creates what he wills. He bestows females upon whom he wills, and he bestows males upon whom he wills. Or he bestows both males and females. وَيَجْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا, and he renders barren whom he wills. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ, he is all-knowing, all-powerful. Now Allah says that this distribution of children, whether it boys or girls or both or none, this rests in Allah's hands alone. No good in going to mazars and praying for the peers over there to grant you sons or grant you children. This is in Allah's hands alone. Now if we think about it, when the prophets prayed for children, they didn't pray for sons. We find that Zakariya alayhi salam prayed, Rabbi habli min ladunka zurriyatan tayyiba. O my Lord, bestow upon me a pure offspring. When we pray for children, we pray for sons, or we pray for daughters, or we pray for both. Do we ever pray that they should be pure from all sins? Because that's the vision of the moment. That was the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. I want a good child. I want a child who will obey you, O Allah. Because Allah tells us, to Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. So if we want a child who will be a sadqa jariya for us, then we need to pray for that Allah grants us all pure offspring. Indeed Allah is the all-knower, and He is able to do all things. وَمَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَن يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ, it is not given to any human being that Allah should speak to him. And we commonly hear people who arrogantly say, why doesn't Allah speak to us? Allah says, how dare you people assert this right? Allah who is Nur as-Samawati wal-Ard, even the prophets did not say Allah. Who then are we to get up and say, well, we want Allah to speak to us? It is not given to any human being that Allah should speak to him, unless it be by revelation or from behind a veil. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ascended on the occasion of Mi'raj, he did not see Allah. He spoke to Allah, but he did not see him. or from behind a veil, or that he sends a messenger to reveal what he wills by his leave. إِنَّهُ عَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ He is most exalted, most wise. And thus we have sent to you a revelation of our command. You did not know what is the book, nor what is faith. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being told this. And if we think of our lives before this Quran came to us, before the light of this Quran was opened before us, our life was chaos and confusion and uncertainty, trying to please everyone, ending up pleasing none. Allah says, you did not know what the book was, nor what is Iman. So value this Iman, value this Quran. But we have made it Nura, a light. Nahdi bihi man nasha'u min ibadina. Wherewith we guide whosoever of our slaves we will. And indeed you are guiding to the straight path. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. Allah guide us to the straight path. The dua which we read every day, here is the answer to that dua. Siratillah, the path of Allah. To whom belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth? Allah, ilallahi tasirul umur. Indeed, all matters at the end go to Allah for decision.